A watchdog citizens group is working on a series of reports on Cook Inlet's oil and gas infrastructure following several accidents last spring. Linda Jaguer is a spokesperson for the Cook Inlet Regional Citizens Advisory Council.
Cook Inlet's arguably one of the most challenging bodies of water in North America to conduct oil recovery operations. And
last year, oil company Hillcorp took weeks to halt a gas leak in Cook Inlet because icy conditions hindered repair efforts. To help prevent future leaks, the council is working with government agencies and oil companies to inventory all the pipelines in the inlet. Some of Cook Inlet's oil infrastructure has been around since the 1960s. Jaguer says that's why compiling the report is a challenge.
It's an old field. There's been a lot of operators there. There wasn't always the record keeping that we are looking for and expecting now, done in the early years. So it's a lot of information. There's a lot of gaps in that information.
Jaguer says the report aims to pin down where all the pipelines are, how much they carry, and if they have leaked before. The council is investigating close to 90 spills in the Cook Inlet region between 2001 and 2017, according to an initial report. A separate report will address the complicated web of government agencies that oversees oil and gas operations in Cook Inlet. Jaguer says cleaning up confusion over what agencies are in charge before a leak happens is key.
So you can devote your time to addressing the event and not trying to figure out who's in charge of it.
Jaguer says the reports will be presented to the council board in April.